We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Freedom. Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy.
This shouldn't be a red or blue issue.
To protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally and that everyone is given a fair shot at making it. But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what healthcare decisions women can make, banning books, and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote. When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead, we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election, because I know America. I know we're good and decent people. I know we're still a country that believes in honesty and respect and treating each other with dignity. That we're a nation where we give hate no safe harbor. We believe that everyone is equal, that everyone should be given a fair shot to succeed in this country.
Thank you for choosing us.
Thank you. Every generation of Americans has faced a moment when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. And this is our moment. So if you're with me, go to JoeBiden.com and sign up. Let's finish this job. I know we can. Because this is the United States of America. There's nothing, simply nothing we cannot do if we do it together.
So that is the reelect video, and now we proceed into the next 9 months, which is what we have before the first primary, of the Get Off My White House Lawn campaign. I mean, are these the best people? Because, you know, it's going to be Biden and Trump, and nobody wanted this sequel. Nobody. Nobody is into season two of this. Nobody wanted a sequel. Nobody wants a prequel. Nobody wants any quill. Okay, maybe some NyQuil. I don't know, but this is what we're going to have. We're going to have a Donald Trump versus Joe Biden rematch, and they're both stinking, freaking old. So, you know, it's interesting because Biden is, 4 years older than Trump? And they're going to say that Biden is too old, but Trump is not. I mean, so basically what we have here is we have the Get Off My Lawn crowd, who some of them are armed and the others aren't. Now, when they polled America, and they polled you hard, so hard that you know what, I know what you ate for, lunch 2 weeks ago. You said 86% of the Democrats in this country who were asked this question said Joe Biden is too old and they're worried about his age as a factor. But when they asked them, would they vote for him? They said, oh, yeah. So we have one mission now, and that mission is to reelect an 80-year-old man to the presidency. Now, just for craps and giggles, you know how old Ronald Reagan was when he left? When he left. And everybody said that, you know, he was too old. When he left the White House, he was 78 years old. Biden is 80. Donald Trump is 74. Okay? And this is what America has produced as presidential material. Now, I'm not saying that Joe Biden hasn't done a good job, because Joe Biden has done a good job. Joe Biden managed to do the CHIPS and Science Act. He's going to, you know, he threw money out the door to make, batteries and microchips here in the United States, so we don't have to rely on China. The other guy praises Xi as being a great guy, a brilliant guy, a really good guy who's on his game where Biden is not. And yet Biden has outmaneuvered Xi's microchip business in the United States. Just saying, just so you know. Okay, Biden was also able to do the infrastructure bill. Donald Trump said every week was infrastructure week and never passed an infrastructure bill ever. Not one time, not one nickel, not one dime did Donald Trump get out the door to repair failing roads, failing bridges, failing tunnels. No, nothing, nothing at all. So there's a very good, head-to-head comparison on issues that Americans seem to give a rat's ass about, right? The other thing is ended the COVID pandemic, okay? Ended the COVID emergency. Did a little bit, just a little bit, with executive orders on gun safety legislation, and was able to do the Inflation Reduction Act, which actually had the effect of reducing inflation and the price that people on Medicare pay for prescription drugs. Donald Trump didn't do any of those things. Donald Trump promised you a whole hell of a lot. He never delivered. It just seemed like he did because he's such a good BS artist. So, you know, like I said, this is the get off my lawn primary season with two candidates. And it is going to be, the tumbleweed head. It is going to be him, because Ron DeSantis, when you look at Ron DeSantis, he's in freaking Japan. OK, Florida is like, you know, we had a flood, a one in a thousand year flood. We had a gas shortage. He was not here. He hasn't been here, and he won't be here, because he's trying to produce, he's trying to manufacture some foreign policy street cred by going to Japan and Yisrael. Really? But anyway, today he was very proud to say, as an answer to a question, that he's not an announced candidate, so don't ask him questions about the presidency, because he's not even a candidate yet. And that's because if he declared his candidacy, he would A, have to report all of the largesse that he just received to go to Japan on a private jet, to stay in the Four Seasons in Japan, to then travel to Israel on a private jet, okay? And then where is he going? South Korea? I don't know. But he'd have to report all that, and he doesn't want to. He doesn't want anybody to know who his, benefactors are. And also, he would have to quit his goober job, which would be just fine with most of us. Right? Everybody's like, he's turning us into Alabama. He's turning us into Alabama. You know, Florida, we're not exactly Alabama. There's one section of us that we call Florabama because that's the name of it, and it's on the Alabama-Florida border. The rest of us are free of that reputation, and he is trying to take us back to being the ruby red deep south. I don't think anybody here is into it. I just don't.
Real quick, I went to a wine tasting. The guy who hosted it, he had the accent. He was Southern. Nice guy. Admitted Republican. And right off the top said, well, he's banning books, and that ain't right. And I just felt so good.
Yeah, and a lot of his donors feel the same way. A lot of the big money in the Republican primary that sloshes around also said that. They go, wait a minute. We were the party of freedom? And this guy is banning thousands of book titles, including Pulitzer Prize winners like Toni Morrison. Really, what is he afraid of? No, he's not afraid. Cruelty is the point. Cruelty is what he's trying to outdo Donald Trump with. He's trying to say Donald Trump talks a cruel game. Donald Trump talks a good racist game. I actually produce the policies, right? And that's DeSantis's entire, overture.